This newsletter contains 8 pages. Approximate reading time, 11 minutes. The Reading Light. Mississippi Library Commission Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services, Fall 2014, Volume 40, Number 3. Read by Michael J. Gandy. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Celebrate fall with some classic mystery titles. Killer Year, Stories to Die For, from the Hottest New Crime Writers, by Lee Child. Read by Gregory Gordon, Crime/Mystery Fiction, DB67368. A Modern Treasury of Great Detective and Murder Mysteries, by Edward Gorman. Read by Annie Waters, Crime/Mystery Fiction, DB67202. The Deadly Dance, an Agatha Raisin Mystery, by M.C. Beaton. Read by Patricia Kilgariff. Mystery/Detective Fiction, DB60770. Feast Day of Fools, by James Lee Burke. Read by Robert Sams. Mystery, DB74292. The Body in the Library, by Agatha Christie. Read by David Palmer. Mystery, DB15312. Anything Goes, by Jill Churchill. Read by Gabriella Cavarello. Mystery, DB68769. Dance Hall of the Dead, by Tony Hillerman. Read by Bob Askey. Mystery, DB58053. Reminder, Free Money Readers. You can still sign up to receive a free money reader. You can call or email us to be put on the list. We aren't sure when exactly they will be available and mailed out. We are hoping they will be mailed out by late fall. Our email address is lbph@mlc.lib.ms.us. And our phone number is 601-432-4116 or 1-800-446-0892. Battery tips. We are aware of the problems many of you are having with the digital players. Here are some tips in managing the battery in your player. Disregard what the player says about how much time the battery has left, because the information can often be inaccurate. The best way to get an accurate reading is to let the player run down to zero and then recharge it 3 times. It is fine to let the battery run down to zero. In fact, the battery will not recharge unless it is less than a quarter charged. Even if the battery will not charge at all, it will still possibly play if plugged into an electrical outlet. If you are not going to use your player for a long period of time, please make sure it is plugged into an electrical outlet to prevent battery damage. Helpful hints and reminders. Don't forget. 1. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a BPHLS, Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services patron. This will assist in expediting calls to the appropriate department. 2. In order to maintain an active status as a BPH patron, you must check out or download one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. 3. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, boxes, or the machines. Please do not put duct tape anywhere on the boxes. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. Please help us conserve funds by not damaging our items with writings. 4. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back should you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. The player can be mailed back to the library via Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The free shipping is marked on the box. New book suggestions. DB78079, The Invention of Wings, by Sue Monk Kidd. Adult fiction, historical fiction. Read by Martha Harmon Pardee. 14 hours, 29 minutes. Charleston, 1803. 11-year-old Sarah Grimke is given a 10-year-old slave girl named Handful as a gift. They become close friends and are both punished when Handful learns to read. Sarah grows up to become an abolitionist, and Handful retains her independent spirit. Some violence and some strong language. Bestseller, 2014. DB78024, In the Blood, by Lisa Unger. Adult fiction, psychological fiction, read by Martha Harmon Pardee. 11 hours, 32 minutes. To escape the fact that her father is in prison for the murder of her mother, psychology major Lana Granger quietly attends a small remote college. But when Lana babysits troubled young Luke, he tries to manipulate her. Then Lana's roommate Beck disappears after an argument. Violence and Strong Language, 2014. DB78068, River Road, by Jane Ann Krentz. Adult fiction, mystery/suspense, read by Madeline Buzard. 10 hours, 32 minutes. While visiting her aunt, 16-year-old Lucy Sheridan is annoyed to be removed from a party by 19-year-old Mason Fletcher. Years later, Lucy returns after her aunt's death and learns that Mason rescued her from a sociopath, but danger remains. Some violence, some strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. 2014. DB78255, Still Life with Breadcrumbs, by Anna Quinlan. Adult fiction, romance, read by Jill Fox. 7 hours, 21 minutes. 60-year-old Manhattan photographer Rebecca Winter, once renowned for her work with everyday objects, is now broke and moves to a cabin in upstate New York. Rebecca refills her coffers by photographing items found in nature and regains peace by flirting with roofer Jim Bates and adopting a dog. Bestseller, 2014. That All May Read. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone, 601-432-4116. 1-800-446-0892, toll free. 601-432-4476, fax. Email, lbph@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website, https://www.mlc.lib.ms.us/services-to-libraries/bphls.html. Web catalog, http://bphopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/mlcbphls. End of The Reading Light. Mississippi Library Commission, Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services, Fall 2014, Volume 40, Number 3. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, September 2014. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.